Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And as you would imagine, the eclipse dominating every front page this morning. The Irish Sun goes with the headline, "The Sun, the Moon, Souvenir Eclipse Edition," with a picture of the eclipse, obviously, as you would imagine. The Irish Daily Star, "Total Eclipse of Croke Park." This is the star power of Man United and Leeds United couldn't outshine the eclipse at Croke Park, where stewards had to wear welding masks to view the eclipse. The Irish Daily Mirror, "Parkside of the Moon, crowds gather to see eclipse in the Phoenix and at Croker." So two parks, very, very busy with people viewing it yesterday. The I newspaper has a full page with the eclipse and it's called "Once in a Generation." And then the Irish Examiner goes with "Collective joy shines through the clouds." And this is the news that unfortunately in Cork, they were all geared up for the eclipse, but it was rather cloudy, unfortunately, in Cork. I saw that on Sky News last night. Stephen Murphy was down there, but better further north, particularly in Armagh, they had a lovely view of it. So as we say, the front of the Examiner, "Collective joy shines through the clouds." Liz Dunphy from Cork writing, "A once-in-a-lifetime event saw millions of Europeans of all ages enthralled as they gathered on hills, public squares and special watch parties across the continent to witness a type of solar eclipse that will not come around again for more than 60 years. Read more about that in the Examiner. And then finally, the Irish Daily Mail, "The Day Ireland Went Dark." And that picture is of the eclipse seen from the Curra Plains in Kildare. Main story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail is about hospital car parking charges. And the Health Minister has said that she will not intervene in the car park charges set by hospitals, as new data shows parking revenue more than doubled in 4 years. And politicians keep promising to do something about it, but yet people still have to pay a lot for parking charges. And figures from the HSE show that patients and families spent a record €17.76 million on parking at public and voluntary hospitals in 2025. Which is compared to €7 million in 2021. So the parking charges are increasing, 140% increase there. I was in the Mater Hospital recently, had to pay over €9 for parking. Can't remember if that was for 2 or 3 hours. It may have been for 3 hours. And also had to pay for parking in Talla Hospital recently too. So they do make some money from the parking, certainly. The Irish Independent on the front page says that crime gangs are being targeted in major money laundering crackdown, and the Kinahans are involved here. The Indo says that the Kinahans are in the crosshairs as the state beefs up laws to go after criminals and terror groups. And they're changing the way. It's not cold hard cash anymore. These criminals are going after crypto and online gambling and things like that. So the new rules will kick in here on owning crypto, and there's going to be stronger supervision of financial institutions in what's being promised as the biggest overhaul in years of regulations to stop dirty money. Elsewhere inside the papers, we heard there in the news that farmers reckon that they're spending €3 million a day in extra feed and fodder because of the continued dry spell. Well, the Irish Independent says someone's going to have to pay for this, and of course it's going to be consumers. And the cheerful news this morning is that consumers are going to have to pay €1,000 a year extra for food bills as farmers face a drought and smaller yields. So consumers have been warned that grocery prices are going to soar as drought and rising energy prices hit food producers with a poly crisis of costs. Food bills for a family could rise by €1,000 a year. That's according to UCC lecturer in accounting Dr. Oliver Brown. And the Irish Farmers Association is also saying supermarkets are ready to hike prices and cream profits from shoppers. And farmers that grow vegetables, grain growers, beef producers and dairy farmers are all saying drought is causing them massive problems, leading to collapsing crop yields. found it quite interesting on the N7 early this morning. Two big trucks packed full of hay were in front of me. Don't know where they're off to, but quite unusual to see that at that hour. Also, I saw at that hour on my commute up this morning, lots of bins upended in Dublin, where clearly the bin raiders have been out, the ravengers, looking for bottles for the deposit return scheme, because some streets were in a mess this morning. And the Examiner says that littering caused by people raiding bins for plastic bottles and aluminium cans since the deposit return scheme is costing Dublin City Council £1,000 a day. This is according to a briefing note prepared for the council's chief executive by its head of waste management services. And it's costing, as I say, €1,000 a day, and five or six workers out of around 50 on duty are being diverted from their usual tasks every single day to cope with the consequences of scavenging from public litter bins. Well, it's not just the public bins. They're also upending private bins that are waiting for collection as well. So it's a big, big problem in Dublin. I know there have been calls for all of the extra money that the deposit return scheme makes from people who buy bottles but don't bring them back to the scheme. There's a lot of people don't use the deposit return scheme, but they're still paying their 25 cent. There are calls to divert those profits to places like Dublin to help with the cleanup, because it's costing an awful lot of euro, a lot of money, according to that article in the Examiner. Now, we had the big game in Croke Park last night. I wasn't watching it, but in the Star we're told that the game had to be cut short because we had pitch invaders. Haven't heard of anyone invading a pitch in quite some time, but the Star says that Man United's game against Leeds United had to be cut short because pitch invaders raced onto the field looking for selfies with several high profile players. So as the ball rolled out of bounds in the 89th minute after a Manchester United attack, five or six youngsters sprinted onto the field to try and get selfies with some of their idols. The security tried to get them and tried to get them off the pitch, obviously. But the security was jeered by some fans for that. But then they were successfully returned to the stands, and the referee decided after 89 minutes, it looks like, to bring the game to an end. Speaking on ITV commentary, Sam Matterface said some young supporters have come running onto the pitch, which is not particularly helpful, but they're being entertained by some of these senior players. And Michael Carrick's side prevailed 5-4 in a penalty shootout. Surprised to hear there were penalties in a friendly, but there we go. I'm sure lots of you were at it or watching it and will know more than I do about it. Final story comes from the Times of London, and this is quite an interesting change for people who are on Bumble. So one of the famous things about the dating app Bumble was that women had to message first. But that now is gone. So Bumble is scrapping its women first messaging rule, which has been a defining feature of the dating app for over 10 years. Bumble was launched in 2014. Since then, women had to send the first message, but now that is gone. The firm has said ensuring women made the first move was empowering and helps dynamics start on an equal footing and hopefully leads to kinder, more respectful connections. That's all great, but now they're getting rid of it. They say they're abolishing the rule that women, not men, must initiate the conversations. Also, another big change, they're extending the time that users have to reply. You used to have to reply within 24 hours. Now they're changing that to 72 hours. The reason why women don't have to message first anymore is that Bumble surveyed women, and two-thirds say they actually prefer if the man would send the first message, because that would make dating feel less pressured. But the proposed changes are going to make Bumble very similar now to Tinder. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.